Happy birthday to Neil Smith with this incredible drum track on Alice Cooper's Billion Dollar Babies from 1973. Neil Smith, the birthday today, he turns 75 years old. No longer with the band, although Alice Cooper in Detroit this week, or in Michigan this week, I think Grand Rapids, I saw him a picture of him playing golf. Big-time golfer Alice Cooper is. Saw a picture of him playing golf in Grand Rapids. He was there earlier this week. He was in the Chicago area last night playing the show. And Neil Smith, the drummer, from the early days till I think 74, just after this album. Neil Smith turned 75 years old today. That's a great song. Billion Dollar Babies from Alice Cooper. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for joining us. This portion of the program brought to you by Patriot Foods. PatriotFoods.com is American farmers only. Delivered right to your doorstep. Fruits and vegetables, fresh or frozen, depending on the season. Plus great steaks, Amish meats and cheeses for your deli tray. Very good for football service. PatriotFoods.com, PatriotFoods.com. Use the promo code America and save an additional 10% over at PatriotFoods.com. My friend Noah Rothman writing at, he's writing at MSNBC.com. Don't let that dissuade you, though, from reading. Joe Biden wants the pandemic to be over, but nobody told his staff. 60 Minutes on Sunday. And by the way, have you seen this story about Tim Allen getting in Twitter trouble about a joke about Joe Biden? I don't even know. It was something along the lines of Joe Biden's going to be on 60 Minutes. He asked the first question he asked is, how long is the show? I think that was the joke. Something very milquetoast like that. And people went nuts because, you know, you can't be making fun of the president. That who makes fun of the president in comedy and jokes? That's just silly. Tim Allen was our commencement speaker 2 years ago here on Hillsdale's campus. I didn't get a chance to meet him. But the fact that people are freaking out, at least on Twitter, which is not real life, I understand, about a silly joke about the president from Tim Allen is just ridiculous. Anyway, Joe Biden was on 60 Minutes. Joe Biden did tell Scott Pelley that the COVID-19 pandemic is over. That, of course, is a problem because the COVID-19 pandemic still existing is one of the big legal rationales for the student loan relief program that the president put forward. Beside that, there are other issues that the president will deal with after calling the pandemic over. And, you know, his staff walked it back very quickly afterwards. He didn't mean it was over. I know that's what he said, but it's not what he meant. What the president meant was X, Y, Z. But you had many on the left and many in the liberal media taking to their columns, taking to their news stories to explain why the pandemic is not over. ABC News said, the pandemic is emphatically not over. That's University of California, San Francisco professor Peter Chin Hong. NPR said, thousands of cases still being detected every day. We're in the middle of the greatest mass disabling event in human history, Time magazine reported. The Washington Post finds the real reason this is problematic, of course. If the president ends the public health emergency around COVID, some 15 million will lose Medicaid coverage. The reason for a student loan repayment pause will end. The rationale for Trump-era border restrictions still held in place by a court will disappear. Gutted, too, of course, the legal arguments for masking on airlines, vaccination requirements for federal employees, and the transfer of millions in student loan debt from borrowers to taxpayers. In short, and this is the money line here, a less committed observer could be forgiven for concluding the social engineering inspired by the pandemic is too important to allow the actual pandemic itself to get in the way. Even if the pandemic is over, and we deal with it as we do the flu or something along those lines. The left and Democrats, the media, I repeat myself, enjoy the policies that flowed from the pandemic so much, they just don't want it to be over. Biden said that COVID still is a problem. Okay, but that's not synonymous with COVID being a pandemic. So when does it become endemic? American Medical Association says it's when the disease is still around, but that it's at a level that is not causing significant disruption in our daily lives. For many Americans, many of you, that day arrived a long, long, long time ago. But Biden's in trouble with the base. Biden's in trouble with the left. Biden is in trouble with the media. Because if the pandemic goes away, the social engineering, the policies enacted in the wake of the COVID emergency also have to fall away, and they do not like that one bit. Meanwhile, Senate Republicans are going to force a vote on ending the COVID-19 emergency declaration. This from the Wall Street Journal. Senator Roger Marshall moving to force a vote on ending the national emergency declaration on COVID-19, pointing to comments from President Biden saying the pandemic is over. Senator Marshall introduced yesterday a privileged resolution that calls for a vote to end the emergency declaration first declared in March 2020 by then-President Trump. The president said on 60 Minutes, as we just talked about, the pandemic is over, though he acknowledged we still have a problem with COVID. Spokespersons for the White House and for Chuck Schumer did not immediately respond to a request for comment. The National Emergencies Act allows senators to force a vote to terminate a national declaration as a check on the administration. The vote in the Senate can come within weeks after the resolution has been sent to the Finance Committee. So the timing of the vote would determine timing of the vote by the Senate would determine whether it falls before Election Day or after Election Day. Likely no vote in the House, but you could still have it through the Senate. Senator Roger Marshall trying to get that through. Hey, the president says it's over. Let's act like this thing is over. This portion of the show brought to you by Wolverine Water, Michigan's premier water treatment company, locally owned and operated for nearly 75 years. Michigan people giving you the best water of your life. That's WolverineWaterSystems.com. Wolverine Water Systems.
I put off making the call for years. I knew it had to be done, but I thought it'll go away with time. But every time it rained, it came back to visit me. Take my advice. Call Bluebird Foundation Repair and Waterproofing. The good people at Bluebird have been servicing the state of Michigan for over 20 years. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are crawl space and waterproofing experts. Take it from me. Waterproofing my basement changed the feel and livability of my house. Go to BluebirdCFW.com and schedule your free estimate. That's BluebirdCFW.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Business owners know there's no substitute for experience. In Michigan, that means the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber is always working to protect, connect, and strengthen Michigan companies. The Michigan Chamber is on the front lines every day, getting Michigan back to work. That's never been more important than it is today. The Michigan Chamber is dedicated to Michigan and the men and women that make it work here every single day. The time is now.